quand j'étais petit, je supportais mal la province.
Suicide FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Et si en réalité, tout allait bien ? Suicide FM, l'émission pour rester en ville.
Ah, Shuli.
Ah, hello.
Bonjour.
Have a seat.
Hi.
Thank you to be here and take some time with us. So you decided to stay in town to spend this weird year, this confinement?
Yes.
Yes, in Paris?
Yes, most of the I was in Paris.
So how did you feel during this weird year in Paris?
Actually, it worked out for me because I was writing a script, a science fiction film script on virus. So it worked out perfect for me.
Is it a coincidence? You chose to write on that topic?
I have been choosing to write on this topic since 2009.
Okay, so the virus was a coincidence that it matched your topic.
Yes,
okay.
The virus arise.
You saw it coming.
Yes.
Somehow. Yeah. Because I never introduced my guests because they are my friends, but Camille doesn't know my friends.
That's
so
right.
Could you tell her?
Could you introduce? Yeah.
Would you
introduce me?
Shuli is a very famous media artist. She's working all over the world. She's known as a nomad, and she worked a lot on feminist issues and new technologies, ecologies, and virus through movies and installations. And websites or texts somehow.
And you're from Taiwan?
I was born in Taiwan. But I live in New York 20 years. I consider myself more New Yorker.
New Yorker, right.
So I'm very tough.
But you chose Paris as a headquarter?
I wouldn't call it a headquarter. I now live in Paris.
You now live in Paris.
So what is this choice? Why did you decide to stay in town? And also, why did you decide to stay in Paris?
Oh, actually, last year in March, I had planned to go to Canada for lectures and to Boston, to New York. I have everything arranged for the year. But right 2 days before I was taking the airplane to actually, I was going to arrive in New York first, we have the lockdown in the States. And so I didn't take the flight, and of course, ever since it's been quite a year, right?
So, how did you see Paris? Was it different? Did you rediscover your neighborhood? You live in the center, Rue Saint-Denis?
Yes. I think the neighborhood has gone through some changes. During this year, we see many shops, some restaurants got shut down. There's also many new things happening. So, for example, my street is now totally insane as the center. And, I guess everywhere is a bar, everywhere is a terrace, everywhere is many people get together. So it's actually come to a boiling point.
And how was it during the lockdown?
Yes, it's quieter, it's everywhere.
Were
right?
you on your own or did you see people?
No, actually I was, I have a partner I live with and we don't really go out that much. And I think life became a routine. If you can, take your routine, you kind of do your shopping, go take a walk.
Mm.
We play ping pong.
You play ping pong in your house?
No.
Oh, outside, yeah.
Outside,
okay.
In the park.
I was like, this is cool.
No, we play ping pong in the park. But I think this is something I had to particularly say. I think during the lockdown, all the park that have ping pong table are so crowded. So you sort of have to be in line to get to play the ping pong for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. So that's actually quite
annoying.
No, I think it's stimulating that you know that which hour you should be going to
the park
to make sure you get a table.
So earlier and earlier, I guess.
Yes, and also this gives you a chance to explore which park has a ping pong and table.
So for those who don't know, what's the best park to play ping pong in Paris?
I actually like the best part would be this little park by Pompidou. is the...
As a hidden park.
No. No, what's the it's a little park. Yeah.
A square?
Yeah, it's a little park in a hidden area. That actually, the park does have a name.
All right, we'll find it.
Yes.
Around
Bobo. Around Pompidou.
So yeah. Why did you decide to stay in town? Why is the city was more attracting than...
There is no such issue or decide to stay in town, but my home base is here. And I was just, I have the whole year planned out that I would be traveling the whole year. I would have gone to New York, which had the worst situation at that time. I think that was last March. So it's more like I was forced to stay in Paris. And then I guess, after that, you kind of in this particular situation that you should not be traveling to endanger other people. And of course, Paris also declared as raison, and then we kind of gone through quite a different period that Paris being declared as raison. So
it's been a while. You're traveling a lot. So how is it to suddenly stop traveling? How do you feel?
Yeah, it's actually a little bit insane. So particularly a lot of travel got started. I think last year finally. By August, I was able to go to artist in residency in Croatia, and then from Croatia to go to Linz, and from Linz to come back to Paris all by train. So there was, I think, last year around August to October, we have a little
windows.
Yeah. So then after that, actually December, I had a laboratory project in Taiwan. So I went to Taiwan in December. I got received 2 weeks of quarantine, but I stayed a few weeks more. Went to the mountain. So that was actually really good. And come back, of course, it got locked down again. And I came back for an exhibition in Nice that didn't get open. It's been this kind of year.
Up and down.
So you kept on traveling somehow. And around yourself, how do you see people around your people? Are people freaking out around yourself, your friends? Or do you have friends that really didn't live well this lockdown?
Actually, I think, in the beginning, everybody was a bit panicky. I think we all experienced this desire of remote conferencing, people arranging remote dinner kind of thing, remote cocktail kind of thing. Somehow among my friends, I don't have any death report. I didn't really keep close touch with everyone, but so sometimes we say hello, and knowing each other is kind of working your way through. Yeah.
And were you scared somehow, or do you know people who are really scared by this disease or virus?
I don't think it's just about being scared, particularly from my point of view. I'm someone who advocate that I love virus.
Yeah.
So, my work is about virus, and so I declare I love virus, and viral love, biohack is kind of the theme of my work at the moment. So I don't think there is anything to be scared of virus. I think it's more about knowing that it's around, and I think by this time that we know we all have the virus inside us, we all have anticope, and so we all know that we are finally have to settle with the virus living inside us, or among us, your friend. I mean, how many people have got COVID and recover, but then you have anticope, or you got a vaccination, but you got a vaccination, it is still a virus inside, right? Mm. The vaccination itself is a modified, mutated virus. So basically, I'm someone who writes about virus within our own body, that how virus mutate within our own body. So I have to love the virus, to learn how to live with the virus rather than feel scared. You know, I think scare is the least emotion you want to have.
So how do you advise to react concern?
Saying to people, wear the mask, getting the vaccination. You know, there's certain procedure you have to take. You have to know how to isolate yourself. You know, say like if you go travel, you come back or something, you say, okay, you isolate, you do a test. You know, I think within the last 3 months, I must be doing like 15 tests or more than 15 tests, right? So you kind of constantly knowing how to protect yourself, but more about protect others. So there's a mutual respect here. And if you do that, then you know that, you know, you're protecting virus from contracting each other. But, you know, you could also imagine the virus being such a powerful medium and its capacity to able to multiply could be, you know, if you know how to use it, it's the most powerful medium.
What is the message?
There is no message. I'm just saying, like, the state of our mind, you know, I think it's more, you know, I see people doing gathering without caution during the difficult, you know, during the particular dangerous time. You know, now we just opened, Paris just opened, so, you know, we don't have a curfew, we are open. The terrace, the restaurant all open, the mosque is, you got rid of the mosque on the streets, you know? So people feel like, wow, here is going back to the past. So we everything is normal again. But at the same time, I don't think so, right? I think we all been through quite a lot. And I called it, you know, at the moment I called it like we are in a mode of recovery and regeneration. You know, by recovery, meaning this whole year of solitude or losing many things or losing many things you like to do, maybe losing contact with your friend, your loved one, all this is happening. So it's a time for recovery, and by regeneration is also meaning life. So then how do you regenerate energy, regenerate different energy, or regenerate mutual respect or mutual love? Yeah.
Tout va bien se passer, nous sommes avec Shuli Chang. Nous continuons à discuter avec elle après Flume, Some Minds. Merci d'être avec nous. Vacciné. Vous êtes-vous fait vacciner? Discussion en cours. Alors un truc et astuce, quand vous êtes avec des gens et que vous parlez trop du Covid, j'ai mis ça au point avec les gars de la sécurité au Monoprix qui me laissent rentrer sans masque. Vous dites, on est trop jeune pour parler de ça. Voilà, c'est ma stratégie. Des gens nous appellent, ce n'est pas encore le moment. Les Riviera seront à gagner. Eh bien, pas tout de suite, mais bientôt. Nous sommes toujours avec Shuli qui s'est fait vacciner. Shuli, who was vaccinated and who was telling me that I should get a vaccine too. Why should I get vaccine? Quelqu'un peut décrocher ce téléphone parce qu'il faut leur dire que c'est pas le moment. Oui.
I must say, if you have, because if your body have certain allergy or certain health issues that you cannot take vaccination, it is to be not to take it. But if you're a healthy body and the vaccination, you know, it's true. It's good for you. It's okay. You know, there is no trouble for taking vaccination in this way. And I think, of course, at the moment, there's two kinds of vaccination. One come or found a new reverse RNA. The other come from, you know, an old virus kind of change into vaccination. So, I truly believe you should get vaccinated. Of course, at the moment, the whole Europe will soon have the so-called digital passport or the vaccination passport. So normally, say with vaccination, if you prove immune, you could travel everywhere. But of course, this so-called passport also has issue because it could become a way or discriminate people because of health issue couldn't get a vaccination.
Yeah, and also the vaccine doesn't prevent you from catching the virus, so technically you're still contagious.
Wow. I think, yes, of course. And this is an interesting debate. Just because you don't think the vaccine can give you 100% antivirus, you don't take it. But then it's like, you know, remember that the whole year, every lab is, you know, okay, I can talk about vaccine politics, yeah? So this is something other than yourself or your own health, you should take the vaccination. I can also talk about vaccine politics and where we are today to be able to get vaccinated. Since the beginning of the COVID, you know, all the lab, medical lab, the government, everyone, every country is racing through to try to produce a vaccination, to produce the vaccine, right? So, for example, in France now, we still have no our own brand of vaccine in France. So then we have the scare of the AstraZeneca for this, you know, in April when there was a scare of this particular vaccine, the AZ, because it was produced in Oxford and it was actually, it was a vaccine that is very cheap. It only actually costs €2 that can get to you, right? So this should be the most popular vaccination, right, that you can take. However, suddenly we got the news and then we got all the government in Europe suspend the use of these this particular vaccine, the AZ. Now, at that time, people say, oh, it's not effective. Then people say it's causing by disease, people die from blood clot of it, right? Now consider there is also a conspiracy theory to say, hey, who want to get a €2 vaccination, vaccine circulated? You know, it's ruining all the business of the big company, you know, for example, the pizza company, the Johnson & Johnson, all these are big company. There is a lot of money at stake. Yeah, there's money at stake. We are talking about millions of distribution of this particular medicine. So if you say, then, you know, for example, a month ago, America, the President Biden decided to say, okay, we cannot, we would dissolve the patenting of the vaccine. See, all these are a lot of politics at play for the vaccine. So I called it a kind of vaccine politics, yeah? Why? There is also a biggest distribution issue globally. So who gets the vaccination? America is like 60% vaccinated, right? Europe is going behind. India, of course, suffer the most. So there's also like distribution issues, right? So now if you can get a vaccinated, sure. You cannot be against any medicine or any drug because you say it's not 100% sure. This is like the weakest reason. Because, and I would say, any vaccine that has been developed so far, we are all guinea pigs.
Yes.
No, of course.
Yeah. You know, There is no time for the lab test. It's already in the market. It's already globally used. Sure. Out of the million people, you would have 5 people die because of complication or taking vaccine, whatever.
Yeah.
But there should not be a reason for us to say, oh, I cannot take the vaccine because it's not 100%. Because
no,
I
no,
might
of course, of
have
course.
You know, buy issues, right? So
it's just that normally, and I'm sure you know that, for a vaccine to be approved and put on the market, it takes 10 years of research. So that's... So I'm not against vaccine, and I'm not against, you know, obviously finding a solution quickly, because we don't want to spend another year locked down, right? But at the same time, you know, it's just considering the higher risks with these vaccines that are very recent and that have been produced, you know, in a state of emergency, whereas normally it would take 10 years for a vaccine to be approved by the market, because it takes 10 years of research to see how the body would react, what kind of side effects, etc. So it's just recognizing the risk, but of course doesn't mean we shouldn't get vaccine. But yeah, I think people who have health fragilities and, you know, have allergies and all of that, it's not necessarily a good idea because there's not enough research.
So you are using a product that's made within 1 year. You know, every country is still in research doing this. However, you know, I think the vaccine that's now in the market, I think there's enough proof to say effective somehow. And I think
you know, of course it's been approved, but it's regardless of its efficiency, there hasn't been enough time for the vaccine to show potential negative side effects. That's just a fact, because there's not enough time, no matter how effective they may be. So that's all I'm saying, really. But I agree. You know, it's we need that right now, and if you want to move forward, we need to, you know, get people vaccinated.
Cette séquence vous avait été proposée par le ministre de la Santé. Vaccinez-vous. Vous allez sauver tout le monde et vous irez mieux.
It's nice to hear your voice again.
On revient avec Shuli. Merci d'être avec nous.
Even wrote a song for you. It's strange the way you make me feel. With just a word or two, I'd like to do the same for you. It's nice to hear you say hello. And how are things with you? I love you. But very soon it's time to go. An office job to do while I'm here writing songs for you. Strange how a phone call can change your day. Take you away, away from the feeling of being alone. Bless the telephone. It's nice the way you say my name. Not very fast or slow, just soft and low, the same as when you tell me how you feel. I feel the same way too. I'm very much in love with you. I'm very much in love with you.
Moment détente, moment câlin, moment Suicide FM. Après cette page d'ouverture sur une possible vaccination de votre côté, continuons à discuter avec Shuli de son rapport avec cette année étrange. So Shuli, did you feel that this weird year made you change? Did you change during this year or not? Or did you see some friends who changed? Did you feel something changed?
Just as at this point, I'm start to reconnect. So I just did a programmation for this year's Stardust 48 hours. You know, that's gonna be with Arts Electronica this September. We are all quite cautious about how much programmation we can do with real life this year. So I'm just getting in touch with many people again to see if everybody is well and to see if we can reconnect, make some program, make some activity together. I have a program also with a musician friend to make some chanson with me singing. You know, there's many ideas and projects for me would be interesting to do as a way to reconnect each other. In this way, Do I change? I don't think, you know, maybe I'm still working a lot. I still feel, maybe I feel more urgency to make things. For example, I have been working on the film, a science fiction feature film that I've been working on since 2009. But right now I do feel the urgency to produce this film, to make this film. You know, it's still gonna take 2 years, but I'm hoping I could, you know, I'm putting a lot of time into making this film at the moment.
Is the script over? Is it finished? The screenplay?
I am in my third draft of the script.
Third draft.
And around yourself, did you feel that some people changed? Like they chose another way to live after taking this time to think about themselves?
I haven't particularly encountered this yet, but you know, I'm doing many things. One another thing is you know, organize farms activities in upstate New York, and we are welcoming a lot of young farmers to come to the land to grow things. I think there's more desire to grow, to do farming at the moment too. As to what got changed, well, some people change new lovers, I guess.
And globally, do you think something has changed?
I don't think. I realize I should really do some research about these change in of the terrace in Paris at the moment. It's a very interesting thing is happening. It's about how to expand your terrace, right? All the cafe is finding a way to expand
the terrace.
The terrace. So like whenever they go out the door, but then there is a shop closed, so you expand there. And then another strategy is then how to make it more secluded. They feel like you are in paradise. So then you see different kind of plants, huge plants to try to cover yourself on the noisy street. I find this is actually quite an interesting change. And I've been thinking if I have time, I should make a photo series about the territorial beautification of the terrace in Paris.
It's funny how we always adapt to situations and rules given.
And let's say there is a big change coming. I mean, how do you see the future? Do you think that people are going to change their way to consume and their way of life after this break, or will they keep on consuming like they were doing before?
Judging from the people drinking crazy at the terrace, I think nothing's going to change.
You don't think a minority of people have gained some form of consciousness over what's maybe more essential to them than just consumption?
I can really only speak from the artist point of view or the culture workers. You know, I think I'm organizing a project to connect with artists, with other artists. I'm connecting with cultural spaces. I'm connecting with different groups or helping self-help groups. For example, this is one of the projects I'm doing in Linz. It's called Bloody Sunday, and it's about connecting all the different groups, particularly local groups in Linz, for example, to come together and talk together. At the same time, we are only serving bloody food, any kind of bloody food, bloody sausage, bloody rice cake, or whatever. I think the art points to come together to talk about issues, to talk about how we manage together. And it is through this kind of communal talk that maybe we could help each other or find a certain way or encourage each other, you know. But for example, I think things do get changed. I think people are cooking much better now. Everybody's making bread.
Yeah.
Last year I did a project about making bread. How do we exchange the yeast? to make the bread, for example, because making bread seems to be the biggest thing happened during the pandemic among many people.
Yeah.
So, you know, there is this kind of thing I find really interesting, and I'm taking this a kind of as a kind of phenomenon to explore, to make work with it. And this kind of work for me is kind of for community, communal, and also network kind of project.
And so when people call you and say that they're not feeling well, what do you tell them? What's your tips to feel better?
What a Charles.
Yes, I think recently, of course, I have a friend who got COVID, and of course, he had to do the cell isolation. So there is a process of guiding someone through the isolation. You know, I check, you know, normally during this kind of period, you are supposed to do your temperature check morning and evening, for example, two times a day. So, you know, I keep in contact with him, checking his temperature with him. And so I think, you know, just a simple act like this, and he feel like he can tell me, like, oh, my temperature today, you know, this morning is 38, tonight gone down to 37.8, you know. But this is the kind of very sensitive time when you actually in the kind of COVID isolation, particularly if you are kind of minor, you know, just minor infection. You know, we are not talking about serious infection already in the hospital. So I think many people have gone through this. In fact, maybe particularly in America or in New York City, people say the whole New York is immune. Either you get a vaccination or you all have COVID already. So you think about half a half. So either you get COVID, so you got anticope naturally, or you actually did do the vaccination two times.
But there should be a way to get COVID from someone who has COVID. It should be some places where you have someone with COVID and you can kiss him. So you get COVID. This is my dream.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of different. For example, there was also one of the policy in UK or in Sweden in the beginning of the COVID when they say we are not gonna do lockdown. We're just gonna do these
collective
kind of
immunity. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So
that's one way.
Yeah. That's also a possible scenario.
Thank you, Julie. Are you optimistic? This is my last question about what is coming. The youth revolution, the ecological revolution, the social revolution, the stagnation.
I think I don't know if we could. I think the word revolution almost seems so déjà vu, isn't it? Maybe it's not a time to particularly advocate a revolution. Recently, I did an interview and someone asked me, I think this is a good question, someone asked me about what do you think or how human being will evolve? Mm-hmm. You know, like what would be the evolution? And I say the next evolution is never going to come from natural causes, but it's going to be through the scientific glitches as what happened to this particular period of time with the COVID-19. We all know, you know, as we all try to figure out where's the source of the virus. At the same time, we know how simply through transmission globally, through different loopholes, it could become such a crisis. At the same time, I want to say, I come up with also this phrase that you and I don't live in the same viral reality. I think the whole global situation, really, you know, there's some people cannot get vaccination. There's many countries cannot get the supplies. There's also supplies issue, distribution issue, the government policy issues. So the whole situation is much more political intended. Yeah. So at the same time, here we are. We could talk about this. We can you can have the freedom or liberty to say, I chose not to take vaccination because I am suspicious of this. So good luck for you, right? It's no problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for this time with us.
Thank you. Okay.
And so we can follow your adventure on your Facebook.
Yes.
And we will find you.
Share information.
Transmedial. No, not Transmedial. Ars Electronica in Linz in September project.
I got an award too.
So. Oh, bravo, Shuli.
Merci.
Et voilà, n'hésitez pas à chercher plus d'informations sur Shuli et découvrir ses projets plus qu'inspirants. Si tout va bien se passer, c'est Suicide FM. Et comme Charles nous a rejoint, nous allons avoir droit à une digression charliesque. Un mot-clé-clé à multiples portes et fenêtres dans lequel nous allons nous engouffrer dans un instant, donc. Et il reste un truc qui va se passer. À Nikuni, il nous reste une paire de Riviera Polo & Pan à gagner. Je mélange tout. C'est la dernière. Merci d'être avec nous.